Well, thank you everyone for coming out. I've never really talked in front of a lot of people, so. So I remember as a child, I always felt like I was super sensitive to things when I was a teeny one. I remember like trying to explain a lot of things when I was like 5 years old or so to, like, when I talked to my parents, I didn't make sense to them. I don't know if that was because I was super sensitive and what I was experiencing, feeling, and seeing were kind of different and odd. But I started having really bad migraines when I was about 7 or 8. And they would get so bad, I remember sometimes my eardrums would burst. My mom tried a lot of things to combat them. Nothing really worked. That went on for a few years. And then when I was about 11, and I had started the nightmares. The nightmares started getting really bad. I had them when I was about 5, and they started getting bad when I was about 9. And then they kind of led up till I was 11. And it was the same nightmare over and over and over again, kind of in a different way. And when I was 11, I was standing in the kitchen, and all of a sudden, somebody said something. A woman said something to me, or had just come in the kitchen and said a few words to me. And I got this heat in my body. It just, like, welled up from my feet up to my head, or vice versa. And it felt like I was on fire. And then all of these little flashes of like a memory, just little spots here and there, of water, of I'd smell rain, and then I would see a bunch of other things, and they just flicker 1,000 times per second in my head, and I didn't know what was going on, and this happened in a matter of seconds. I was like soaking wet, my hands were sweaty, I was dripping sweat from my forehead, and my head just started pounding from inside like I had one of those migraines again. And it stopped as I heard the plate drop on the floor that I had in my hands. Kind of came to, and I didn't really know what was happening. And I also felt anger and a sense of helplessness in my body, in my chest, and in my stomach. I didn't know I had this, and I didn't really say anything to anyone. I continued on doing whatever I was doing. I was just confused of what just happened. The next day, it happened when I seen that person again. And I was also getting physically abused by this person as well, and I had been for a number of years. But I knew something else had happened, because I would get over when the physical abuse would stop for however many days it stopped and started back up again. I knew that wasn't the full cause of what I was feeling. And I knew there was something deeper in, and I didn't know how to stop the thoughts. Like, I wanted to stop the thoughts and look at and see what's happening in my head. And so this happened continuously 2-3 times a day. And I was taking care of some kids at the time. And I have to set them down and go upstairs, kind of just bury my head in a pillow and have a scream out, because I didn't know what was going on. My head would just pound and pound, and I feel this anger and resentment and that helplessness again. And each time, it would get worse and worse. I don't know really why I didn't tell anybody. My mom was there, I could have told her. I think I was just afraid people would think I was crazy, because I thought I was going crazy. And it continued to happen, especially when I hit, you know, my teens, and I was going through whatever you go through in your teens. And it got to the point where, you know, it happened 2-3 times a day, every single day. And then the nightmares got worse and worse. I'd wake up drenched in sweat, shaking, and just, I couldn't breathe. I'd wake up not breathing. So I wouldn't go to sleep at night. I started memorizing numbers and names all through the night, so I wouldn't go to sleep and have the nightmares again. I did that for many years. So when I was about 17, you know, when I was going to high school, I was doing some high school at home, and I couldn't retain information. So I'd read things over and over again, and I couldn't retain it, and I thought I was just kind of a weird teenager, not learning things as I thought I needed to learn them. So I kind of like beat up myself, you know, I'm not learning this. I thought I was going nuts. The migraines were just really bad. So this went on until I was about 18. Moved out right before I was 19. I remember I had my first drink when I was 8. Me and my sister and my brothers, my dad threw out a gallon of beer or something, and we all drank the whole gallon. And I remember that feeling of being out of it when I was 19. Right after I moved out, I started drinking alcohol. And the first moment I picked up that bottle, I remember that feeling when I was about 7 or 8, that I could block things out. I dove into toxic relationships. I started drinking almost every day. It was every other day. That alcohol was the only thing that made me feel normal, per se. And, you know, I knew I was blocking out things, but when I drank the alcohol, I felt I'd go out and I'd have fun with my friends, and or I could be able to talk to my family and do fine. I'd just put on a smile and walk around and do my job, and didn't really show a lot of things. You know, I had bottled it up. I wanted to always express the anger, but I didn't. When I was getting physically abused, I always wanted to say stuff to the person. And I never did. I never fought back. I just let it happen. But I started drinking a tequila bottle every night. I'd get home from work, take care of what I needed to take care of with my family, and then down a whole bottle every single night. This happened for more than 2 years, and I started getting sick, like physically sick. I had some pains in my side. I would go into work perfectly fine, and I would go pale white, literally almost just faint on the floor. So I had went into the doctor, my mom went with me, and they ran a whole bunch of tests. I was in such physical pain. They loaded me up with a bunch of Percocet and whatever else they gave me, and recommended me to a surgeon to go in and see what was going on, because there was no swelling. They couldn't find anything. They said the only thing that they could do was go in with surgery and see what they could find. I didn't want to do it, and so I said no. And I was going to look for another route. And when I took the pain pills, I felt it was like I took a sugar pill. I didn't feel like any relief whatsoever. And so I stopped taking those, and the pain would come back in spurts and then settle off for a few weeks and then come back. And then I lost my little brother in a tragic accident, and we'd never had death in our family. Just far off relatives. He was almost 4 when he died. I went off the deep end. I started drinking a few times a day. When I started that, the alcohol didn't do anything. It was like I was drinking water. I felt everything that I was feeling, all that anger, all that resentment, all those painful feelings in my body that I was feeling when I was younger. I felt all of those, and then the grief that was there from my brother, and I didn't know how to function. I didn't know how to express my feelings. I remember the pain being so bad in my side, and it started getting worse and worse and worse. And so we went to multiple doctors, and I remember my mom just sitting with me on the couch, talking me through a breathing process because I couldn't breathe. She did that while she was on the phone with the doctors, and I remember the next day, it was Christmas Day, and everybody's working, and I couldn't go anywhere because of my pain, and I was laying on the couch. I was thinking about my life. I realized in that moment I was an alcoholic. I had all this anger and resentment to a person that I wasn't even really in my life anymore. Whenever I'd see her or hear her name, I would just cringe, and I would just have all of that stuff brought up again. All of the nightmares and the memories of what had happened came back up. I was out drinking and flushing my health down the toilet because I was letting whatever this person had done to me control me. And I realized that I was alcoholic. I hadn't grieved my brother's death. I hadn't given myself any time. I would keep myself on a schedule, like from 6 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night. I didn't give myself any time to think. I'd come home, take that alcohol, and just shut off. I avoided a lot of people and a lot of friends, saying I'd have things to do, and I'd go home and just drink. I didn't take any time for myself, and I would just sit and feel that anger in myself. I didn't really know what was going on. I would just have those flashes, and they'd just come, and with the alcohol, it did settle down a little bit. I didn't have them as often. They were probably like... So I was thinking about all of that, laying on the couch there, and I was like, I am moved out of the house for how many years now? A couple years. And I'm the only one that I feel is suffering from this. These people are living their lives however they want to live them, and I am over here taking it out on myself. I am the only one that can change that, and it was like a realization that I was the only one that can change that. I was like, I'm sick of this. I'm done feeling pain. I tried to quit alcohol twice, and I was just done feeling sick and tired and just exhausted emotionally and physically. That night, I went to bed, and the next morning, I remember, like, hunching out to my car. I drove to a natural foods place, and I went in there, and I was like, you know, I've tried this, this, and that. Please, can you help me? What can I take to help me with this pain that I'm feeling? And they put me on a few things, and I went home, and I started taking those things, and my dreams had always been powerful. I always knew they were trying to tell me something. I was ignoring them because I didn't want to face anything. I just ignored it. And so I started writing down my dreams and kind of seeing what they were trying to tell me. And I would ask questions. That led me to... I would get these little hints in the dream. And I would just kind of like write down my dream. And then on the paper I would kind of write what I felt. Like when I woke up I'd feel like, what does this mean to me individually? And so it led me to some holistic fair. And I went to the holistic fair, and I had taken my sister with me. And I thought all that energy work was bull. I thought it was all bull. Felt too woo-woo-y to me. I always like science can't be proven, then it's not real. I went in there and I almost walked out, and I seen all these people doing all this, and I was like, what the heck is this? But I knew that my dream had led me there for a reason. I picked a lady that I felt drawn to, and I went back there, and my sister went with me, and she was going to do some energy clearing, and I had never done any of it before. And she had me close my eyes and stand up, and she was doing some type of clearing, and she asked a few questions. She said a few words, and then she said an age. And I remember my eyes were closed, and I felt this shift. I heated up again in my body, and I felt this shift literally in my brain. Like I felt something shift inside my brain, and it went all the way down into my body. It was weird, and I just adjusted for a second. And when she was releasing, she's like, okay, we're done. We're done with this releasing process. And I knew she asked me what was wrong, and there was something changed about my facial expression, and my sister seen it as well. And I said, no, nothing. And my sister went on to do a session with her. And I walked out, and I could feel things, like, rushing in my body. I felt this energy that felt like heat rushing in my body and in my head. And within 10 minutes, I felt every single memory, every one of those visions, every one of those flashes that I had in my head was like a slideshow. Like it just went one flash at a time and it went in a pattern like this. And I seen every bit of it and I felt it like it was happening in that moment. And it was like I connected like a puzzle piece. And it laid out everything like in an organized manner of all of those flashes I had had in my head. And I was just overwhelmed with emotion and just feeling pain in my body, in my throat, in my chest. And just emotional as I'll get out. And my sister came in and she's like, I can see what's going on. I started to tell her, and it was just as it had happened a few minutes before. Everything came crystal, crystal clear. You know, I remember it was when I was 3. It was during the fall before I was going to turn 4. And it was cold outside. It just stopped raining. I could smell the rain. I could feel the humidity in the air. Her and I just come in from playing outside. And the caretaker that we had at the time put us in the bathtub and we were bathing. She took Susie out of the tub, gave her to somebody else to get dressed. To come back in, I remember seeing her walk through the kitchen. I stood up and I just raised my hands up to her and she shut the door. And I remember when I was raising my hands up to her, I remember I heard the lock clunk shut. Really loud. I remember her looking. She came over, put one knee on the side of the tub, and I remember just looking. She looked right in my eyes and covered my mouth and grabbed my throat and pushed me under the water. Really confused. I opened my eyes and they were burning and I couldn't see anything. I remember hearing myself gargle and I just seen bubbles above my head. And then all of a sudden I was out of the water. And then this happened several times. I remember the last time I felt exhausted. I felt exhausted in my body. I just felt tired. And then all of a sudden everything went quiet. I couldn't hear sound. And then it was like I opened my eyes and I was standing above my body, above the tub. And I could see her pressing all of her weight onto me. And I remember my legs were just barely kicking. And I looked for a minute. I sat there and watched for a minute. Confusing because I knew I was watching. But I also knew that was me. That was my body. And then my thoughts went. And then I started seeing. I seen my dad driving home from work. He was in this old tan truck that he used to drive. It was dark outside, and I remember him. He had lots of thoughts going through his head. And my mom was upstairs dressing my older brother. Somebody was walking through the kitchen. And then I was back again looking at her doing that. And then all of a sudden I just shifted. I turned around, and I seen this huge white tunnel. The very end of it was really bright light, and I remember it was so bright and white. I remember it didn't blind me. I started moving, and then I realized I wasn't walking. I was floating. When I got further down this tunnel, I felt this huge wave of love, and it completely encompassed my entire body. And I know I didn't have a body, but I felt it like warmth on my skin. I felt it like penetrate into my skin and into every single cell. Everything that I was feeling, all the pain and grief that I was going through disappeared. It disappeared just like that. It was like nothing mattered but what I was feeling in that moment. It was surrounding everything. I could see it. It was moving in the air. Like you could see it moving. It was love that I could see. Just, I don't know how to explain it. And the further I went down, the more overwhelming it got. It was from all directions. I was exuding it as well. Like when it would come in, I felt like it was pushing out. It was like you could put everyone in the whole world together in all of the love that they could feel ever, times it a million times, and I felt that on my skin. And I started seeing on the right hand side, I started seeing these huge grain fields. And when I seen them, they had flowers all over in them. And when I looked at them, and I realized I was standing in it, and I was walking. And I remember looking at this patch of orange flowers. And then I had one in my hand, and I remember looking at it, and it was orange when I looked. But when I looked inside of it, there was more than 1,000 colors, and they were all moving. And there were colors that there's no words here for. There's no way to explain, like, how they feel. Because I was feeling the colors. And I remember looking in that flower and feeling like it was a part of me. And I was a part of it, and everything. It was like everything was in unity. I was one with everything. Every blade of grass as I walked through was radiating this love off of it. And everything, no matter how small it was, every single little petal on the flower and every color inside the petal was alive. Everything was alive. The air was alive. Whatever it touched was alive. Also, when I was feeling that, I remember just knowing and understanding everything, how the universe worked. And I didn't see anybody. I didn't talk to anyone. But I felt this understanding and this knowledge inside of me. And then I heard this faint voice say, "Go back." Very quiet. I ignored it, and I continued to walk through and was looking at the flowers. And it said it a couple more times, and each time it got louder and louder. And the last time that I actually, was still, that last "go back," I felt strange feeling. It was like a sucking speed in my body. And then all of a sudden, I was slammed back into my body like a car had hit me. And I remember coming out of the water up on my feet and feeling this enormous pain just rip through my body. I felt just like an alpha sitting on my chest. My throat burned. My eyes burned. Like, my head was really throbbing. It was just like it was throbbing. I remember my eyes were just feeling like they were going to pop out of my head. And all simultaneously, I heard a knock on the door as that was happening. And by the time she'd got me out, she'd wrapped the towel around my head. And I remember looking at her before she did that, before she covered my head in the towel. And I looked at her face, and I seen emotions go by that were just straight, nothing, like it was an everyday thing. But they would just, flicker across the face. I remember seeing that and taking that in, and then when she opened the door, there was no one there. And after that, when I'd walk around, I would look up in the sky and the stars, and I would understand how things work. And whenever somebody would come by, I would see these, before somebody would say something, I would see the thought flicker across their face. And then words would come out that weren't true to the thought. I don't know what I was seeing there, but it was like I was just understand so many things. And then I also understood them with a mathematical equation. I don't know what that is, but there was also things that I saw, and then there was an equation that I understood that I can't explain. I don't know how to explain it. But after that, I don't remember telling anybody. My mom says she remembers me saying something to her, and she didn't really pay attention to it because I didn't have a vocabulary, and I don't know how she could understand. I always asked my mom about time. Time didn't make sense to me, like why we had clocks. Why we had any of that, and I try to explain it to her. Time doesn't exist, you know, all of this stuff, and she's like, no, just, this is the time. And I tried to explain things to some of my cousins, and I think I was just speaking gibberish. So I think that's when I kind of like shut down and didn't speak of it anymore. That's when I started having the migraines. And from that day that I remembered that part where I came out of my body and felt that overwhelming sense of love and connection and unity to everything, and knowing that was all that existed, was love and unity within everything, no matter what. Everything was connected. Everything was love. The light and the dark is all the same. It's a circle. That day I went home, I cold turkey right off alcohol. I've always been weird about asking for help or anything like that, so I didn't go into any AA meetings or anything like that. I totally quit just by myself and dealt with the withdrawals, you know, in my room. And I started ordering books on PTSD and just anything that would help me understand my mind and what had happened. Why hadn't I remembered all of this? Why was it just in bits and pieces? And just reading psychology and starting to learn how my mind was functioning. And then when I would feel that anger and that resentment in my body from this person, I sat with it and I felt it literally inside my physical body. Like I'd point out a certain part of my body where I would feel this anger or this pain or helplessness. And I would let it literally like just shift through my body, feel it completely. And then I remember it just changing. It changed from anger to helplessness to something else, to fear, and then it would slowly come out and change to something different. And I realized then that I had to feel and express myself to get these emotions out. And I started journaling, and that helped me a lot. I started looking into energy work, and I do that now because it has helped me so much with my PTSD and the emotions that I had. It's helped me just move through those with more ease than I did before, with just bottling it up and not saying anything. And I still had hate and anger for this person. And I remember it would just stick. It just stuck. It felt like glue in my body. Like whenever I thought about this beautiful experience that I've had and feeling that love, and then I would have that anger that I still had to this person. It was like I wanted to hold on to it because that's what this person did this to me. They need to be held accountable. I was just feeling angry. And I started reading into forgiveness and all that. And I was like, how can you forgive someone for doing such a thing? I was like, you know what? I have no choice. I can just try learning this forgiveness. First thing I did was just accept what happened, that I couldn't change it, that it happened. It was just slowly. Then I started just letting go of what that person had done. Whether people do these things intentionally or unintentionally, I realize that we all suffer our own pain. We all suffer in a different way. And sometimes people put it on to other people. But it was doing me no good to hold on to that. It was doing me no good. I haven't forgiven her completely, I'll be honest. But I can think about her and talk to her and not have that anxiety rise in my body and want to just explode through my head. I can be at peace with it. And when I took that step of letting go and forgiving, that was when I had the most amazing things come in my life. I had told a few people in my family, and they were supportive of me. Nobody questioned me. They were supportive of me, and I didn't know why. I always thought that, you know, if I tell somebody, they're going to judge me and this and this and that. And I didn't tell anybody, and I bottled up my feelings. And it was me. I am the one who locked myself off. I am the one who has control of my life, and I can make the change in it. And I started forgiving more and more people and forgiving other things that happened during my childhood. I had never been a creative person at all. I never thought of myself creative or couldn't write, couldn't paint, none of that. And I started, and I'm not too great at it now, but I'm still better, and I started painting and writing and drawing and just making things. It was like when I let go of that hate and anger towards someone or anyone, I opened myself up to my own creativity and to my own loving of myself. And it was like when I hated that person, I had resentment towards that person, I hated myself. I had that towards myself, and when I let that go, I loved myself. I forgave myself. And I continue to do this, and I'm still learning from this experience. I have things every day that happen in my life that help me to see and understand people, and it's helped me also to have compassion for myself and others, to not be so judgmental of others and where they've come from. We've all made our mistakes, and it's okay. We don't have to be so hard on ourselves. We can just accept what has happened and say, okay, what lessons can I learn from this? And major thing that happened with me is that sometimes I would take it way off to the end. What am I supposed to be learning from this experience, this, this, and this, and this? And it was like I was focused too much on what I was supposed to learn. And when I kind of find that balance where I'm supposed to experience this life and experience these things and the pain and the joy and the love and the hate, because they're all one. It's all encompassing. And you experience and you learn. And that's what I've done, is I've totally turned my life around. I would have went into a totally different direction, but that just made me quit alcohol. I started volunteering at places that I love to volunteer at. Just doing things that I love. And I think that when we all do things that we love and that we stand in, I think the world would be a better place when we do that, because we're all happy when we do the things that we love. And just forgiving ourselves for any mistakes that we've made, no matter what they are, no matter how horrid they were, we are still all human beings, and we all came from that love, and we all deserve it. We all deserve to live and experience this life to its fullest potential. And when we actually realize what life is, it is short, and that it is the highest, in my belief, experience that the soul will ever go through, is having this dense body. I opened up a blog last week about, for people learning how to just express themselves in their stories and just getting it off their chest, because that moment that I felt that when I told my sister that, I felt this house just lift off my chest. I try to do things that help people express themselves, and also for me, that's a healing thing for me as well, to help me get any other stories, whatever, out there. And just feeling and experiencing life, and I am utterly grateful for that experience. I went through a lot of difficult situations, and they always seem to like smack me right in the face. I don't have a slow things. When things happen, they happen, they're up in my face. But I learn, and I make leaps when I learn. And I'm so grateful for that experience. And I'm grateful for what I went through when I was a child and what I'm still going through. And I am grateful that that happened to me, because I could not see myself and others as I do today, or continue to see, if that didn't happen to me. Thank you.
Do you remember who did this? It was you said it was a caretaker, a babysitter?
It was a caretaker.
A caretaker. So was it someone you were related to?
It's someone in my family.
In your family, okay.
In my opinion, it doesn't matter who or what they did. That's not the point. The point is that we go through these experiences. Because when we put that on that person, how are they to repent of their wrongdoing when they have this on them? It doesn't mean that it's okay for them to do this, but it was a person close to the family. Personally, I'm trying to get away from this person did that to me. Because really, that person did that for me.
Have you ever talked to this person?
About it? Mm-hmm. No. And I don't, because I know when I look in her eyes that she knows. And she's sitting with what she's done.
I just want to say that your contribution tonight has been magnificent and fantastic. And it was all real. Because we all go through a period in our lives when we have this kind of depth we have to deal with, even though we're buried by it just about. We have to work our way out and find a way to get back to this, to the sun again, to the sunlight, to things that really make us happy. And you have gone through an extraordinary experience. I have to congratulate you for the way that you have developed. You're a fine person. You're not bitter, because you've been across the great divide and you've seen what's laying out there. And so few people experience that. Thank you.
Thank you.
You mentioned something about something was like a mathematical equation. What was that?
I don't know how to explain that. Everything that I've seen after that had happened, there was an understanding, and I don't know if I'm putting words right here. There was just an understanding of numbers. It's hard to explain in these human words that we have. Because, you know, when you're on that other side, it is not the words. It's through thoughts. It's telepathy. Thank you.
I'm wondering if you could tell us the name of your blog.
It's called yourthekey.org.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Audie. I'm Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. Thank you for calling me.
You're as cute in person as you are on the phone. I just wanted to ask you, I am so interested in the whole process of forgiveness. To me, it's probably why we were here. We come as a blank person, and then we get all these experiences, and we get angry, and then we have to learn how to undo it. Well, as you said, that you're in this process of forgiveness, do you ever perceive that there will come a time that, and I'm projecting my perception, mm-hmm. that there will come a time when you will see the need to go to her to free her because she does know? In other words, that finally you will love her so much that you will be able to say, I want to tell you I forgive you. Okay, that's beautiful.
There will be that time.
Yeah, but you need to wait till it's the right time for you.
Yeah, that's why I haven't. When I go about life, I only go to things where I feel drawn. If I don't feel drawn to somebody, I don't go to them. If I don't feel drawn anywhere, I do not go. I feel it. Pay attention to how I feel. Mm-hmm. And that's why I haven't went to her, because it's not the right time.
Mm-hmm. Spirit guide you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
And thank you so much for coming, and you're amazing, truly amazing. You know, sometimes when you come to, not this particular organization, but sometimes when you hear somebody talk like that, you're like, okay, is it going to be believable? Well, obviously, you are so totally sincere, and everything just went straight to my heart, so I appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
Oftentimes, during the course of our meetings, you hear a person's had a near-death experience, and then the beauty and kind of the changes that occur in their life and how they've gone on and really prospered. The important thing to remember is that that's often an exception, not a rule, that when people have a near-death experience, generally the struggles are just beginning in coming to terms with their life, the meaning of the experience. And oftentimes it's a very painful experience, and I really want to acknowledge the fact that you've shared something that often is not openly discussed, but is very much a component of the near-death experience. There's the beauty of the experience. There is the understanding that this is just a stepping stone in that evolving journey that we're going to take, and that at one time we will return to that place of beauty and love. But until we make that complete journey, oftentimes there are struggles and there's a lot of pain that goes along with it. So I do want to thank you. And I think it's important to point that out, that the near-death experience does not often mean that life becomes very blissful. It can often mean that there's a life full of pain, but there's also a tremendous amount of growth, as you've shared, that goes along with that. I want to thank you.
Thank you.
You talked about the energy work and about the shift or the lift, and you say that you do energy work now?
I do now.
Do you have like a daily practice? I'm just curious, like, to keep yourself in this good, healthy place of understanding, recognition, and being in tune with who you are. We're so much more than just our body, like who you really are. Do you have any daily practices? Like, I'm just curious, like meditation, or do you do the energy clearing every day, or what kind of practices help keep you in this place?
I am not always centered. I'm not, like, honestly. Balance is a big thing for me in my life right now. We slip in and out of it, and it's all right for us to do that because we have that connection to this higher consciousness, and then we also have our dense bodies that are down in here. Yeah, so why wouldn't they go in and out? And sometimes I do. I get caught up in life, and emotions overwhelm me, and no, they don't. Things don't just, they're not just peachy after this experience. I feel like things more hit me in the face, actually. Things are more up in there. If they happen, they happen, where it emotionally affects me. But I grow from that. But I've learned meditation helps me. Meditation and just learning to center. I center a lot in my heart. I'll just sit and I'll just meditate on my heart space and try to come from that space as much as I can. And I also ask people questions as well. It helps me, just asking questions about anything about life helps me understand the individual and also the unity of us all. And so meditation has helped me a lot. I do energy work whenever I feel that I need that as well. Also, when I do energy work on other people, that helps. I'm not sure why. Maybe that's a service. But that is what helps me with that PTSD that I was having. And sometimes I still have it. Still gets triggered here and there. And meditation was a huge thing for me. This is just a tip. On meditation, I always thought that you're supposed to silence your mind. Your mind's never silent. Never. So when I would meditate, I would focus on a noise. I would bring in the noise and focus on the noise. And that helped me to get more centered. And now I can hear, and it's like the noise is white noise in a way. And that helps me go into a deeper meditative state, asking questions about life and trying to understand why this person did this. Or if you meet somebody else in the world and it's like a horrible person that you think did something wrong. There's always, to me, there's always something beneath why someone does things. They're hurting on some level of something. And the one thing that was a major shift with me is when I started to see, after that experience, where I started to see that every person that I met and interacted with was a part of me. And that's really hard because you meet tons of people that are from different backgrounds and have done different things in their life. And a lot of people think, you know, well, if I have that mindset, say I meet a murderer. I'm not a murderer. They're not a part of me. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're just talking about something underlying. Why is this person doing this? Do they have underlying feelings? That's what I mean when I say seeing a part of that person in myself. And so with the forgiveness, when we forgive that person, we forgive that underlying thing in ourselves.
I have a question about how you kind of heal the anger and the hurt as it comes up. How do you move through it?
I would feel those things through my body. I was taught, don't express your anger, just bottle it in or give out in some other way. So we like to touch on things. I feel like we as humans, we like to play in the pot of soup and go, that's anger, I'll just touch that and taste that and do whatever. We have to dive in, and we have to feel those feelings, I feel, completely, and let it be okay. For you. It doesn't mean you go out and kill someone yourself. Just feel that feeling in your body completely and see where it is at in your physical form and see if that is connected to something else. So it's just feeling those emotions fully, and then that also seeing what you can forgive in yourself and that other person, if that makes sense. Thank you.
Thank you.
So you told a very touching story and experience, and I can tell that you've learned a great deal from it. I'm just wondering, how long ago did that kind of an addiction process that you covered up the pain, and then how long ago did that happen where you became aware? It was when you were doing energy work, I know, and it was during the time that you were clearing, but was that like a number of years ago? Or
I'm 20, I'll be 27 tomorrow, but it was 3 years ago.
3 years ago?
3 years ago, I had that realization.
And from that one experience, addictions have never been...
They still have come up. I still get those triggers, and I still have those thoughts, but they're not as persistent as when I first tried to quit alcohol or whatever I was doing. They're not as dominant and as intriguing to me, but they're still there. Sometimes I still worry about them. But it's when I worry, then it makes it worse. It's when I just let it go. It's been 2 years since I've stopped my addiction, but it's been 3 years since I remembered that.
I just want to applaud your giving this information tonight and how helpful it was to many people and that special experience, a powerful experience that you had that helped you overcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
You are an old soul. You're so young, but, you know, internally, you're so deep, so youthful, but yet so ancient inside, going through all these experiences. And dissociation, I'm very familiar because I grew up in a very difficult home and had a near death too. And it was interesting that you had to work on integrating all those emotions because they were separate. Mm-hmm. And for as young as you are, a lot of people, I was older than you when I integrated everything in. Mm-hmm. When you are in that realm, and we are light and energy, but there's more space than matter. And did you ever see any buildings? I know you saw the green, beautiful green field and the flowers, and did you ever see any buildings?
No.
No, you didn't.
The fields and the flowers. Okay. We're all the same.
And also, has experience sensitized you to serendipities, paranormal, have in your life because you've been in that realm?
Yes. Yeah, I'm a lot.
Thank you. It was so sincere. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
Beautifully expressed.
Had you been raised with a religious background?
I have.
Thank you.